Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. The drill is simple. We'll take a quick run through the new release lineup. We'll start by highlighting an album or two we can recommend in full, and then we'll sample another few must-have singles that might give you enough information to see if it's a must-own album. So here we go. The November issue of Esquire, which should hit newsstands next week, features our album of the month, The Hold Steady's Boys and Girls in America. Song 1 introduces us to a suicide-obsessed poet, track 2 to a migraine sufferer, and a racehorse named Chips Ahoy. Then there's budding young love between overdose victims in a music festival emergency tent and an unflinching portrait of an insatiable, inconsolable Holly, she who sleeps like she's never been scared. Add a handful of derelict dopers, drunks, and Catholics, and you've got a window into the kind of disillusion and depravity you'd normally have to eavesdrop on an AA meeting for. These Brooklynites have eloquently taken the pulse of the boys and girls in America, and it sounds like this.
We came out 6 lengths ahead. We spent the whole next week getting high. At first I thought that she hit on some trip that she got from some other boy. We were overjoyed.
That's The Hold Steady. It doesn't take a long listen to see frontman Craig Finn's dialogue is yet again as rich as his narratives, his choruses as memorable as his characters. And while there's more than enough piano flourishes and muscular power ballads to suggest the sound and spirit of Born to Run is the blueprint, the ease with which all 11 of these tunes stick to your soul and beg to be sung along to more than compensates for Finn's deep-seated Springsteen fetish. After all, there's far worse fates that can befall a man. Just pick a tune here and find one. For instance, this one, First Night.
Holly's not invincible. In fact, she's in the hospital, not far from that bar where we met on that first night.
From The Hold Steady, we head to Beck, a guy that for a while now has been better on paper than on record. He makes records people profess to love, but name me 3 Beck songs from the last 3 Beck albums. You can't, and you're not alone. The Information, Beck's latest, is a return to form, mostly a return to the form of 1994. What you get is what you probably expected, funky tunes built around quirky lyrics that seem like they were written with an advanced set of refrigerator poetry magnets. And that's good, as is the bang for your buck here. There's 15 songs and a DVD featuring homemade videos for each of those 15 tunes. Even better is when a real song peeks through the word salad, which is about half the time, most notably on Think I'm in Love, the tune we'll sample here now.
Spilling hello through a smoke-winged smile. She doesn't know what happens when she's around. I think I'm in love, but it makes her kind of nervous to say so.
Pitchfork favorites The Decemberists have taken the leap to major labeldom, and to celebrate, they've crafted a record around a tragic and truly depressing Japanese folktale, a concept that would be suicide for most bands, but brilliant for these super literates and the readers that love them. Called The Crane Wife, it's a dense record. If this is their idea of a sellout, they've failed miserably. That said, this is going to be a lot of folks' favorite Decemberist record, and there's plenty of compelling tunes to be had, including this one, our suggested download of the week, a song called O Valencia.
And we all go, we all go.
A few years back, NME named the Deers as probably the best new band in the world, which is interesting not just because they said probably, but because they're not from the English countryside or New York City, the only two places NME ever seems to look for new favorites. The Deers are from Montreal, and their frontman, Murray Lightbourne, has one of rock's worst names and best voices. Most of the songs on their latest CD, Gang of Losers, deal with class, race, and socioeconomic issues. But trust me, it's all much more exciting than that suggests. There's sweeping guitars, dense walls of sound, and complex ballads. Think early U2 and you're halfway there, or just listen to this one, a song called Hate, Then Love.
You can cry.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that a country singer named George Strait might wind up selling a few records one day. Heck, he might just have what it takes to be one of the all-time greats. Kidding aside, a few weeks back, the self-proclaimed king of country music notched his 53rd number one, a tune called Give It Away from his latest record, It Just Comes Natural. And while that song's just a little too obvious, a little too clever for its own good, we can wholeheartedly recommend a track a little deeper on the record called Wrapped, a song written by Maverick Austin songwriter Bruce Robison, a guy that's written number one hits for the Dixie Chicks and Tim McGraw, and for my money might just be the best country songwriter on the planet. Strait's a smart man for cutting this one. It's a great song, and it's definitely sung well. Here's a piece of Wrapped.
Thought I was doing fine, about to get you off my mind. I see your face, and then I'm wrapped around your pretty little finger again.
And finally, Weird Al. Yep. Weird Al album after album, the highlight is the polka medley. The man is a genius with a polka medley, and he may have outdone himself with Polkarama, where we get a Name That Tune tour de force that incorporates snippets of hits from the Black Eyed Peas, Franz Ferdinand, Weezer, Coldplay, the Pussycat Dolls, Snoop Dogg, and a half dozen others. Listen to this and tell me it's not four of the most entertaining minutes of 2006.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me? Don't ya, don't ya, don't ya, don't ya.
Somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had in February.
That's Weird Al closing out another Esquire Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.